in some sense, the footage isn't new. The sentiment is certainly not new. And I assume that the NYPD just is constantly presuming a threat like this exists. Is the danger of this video that's out just recently that it might be that nudge for anybody like-minded who sees it?
Well, ISIS has had a twofold approach. One is these organized external plots, and we've only seen that recently with the plane down, the Beirut attack, and now the Paris thing. But their main bread and butter has been recruiting people online. The videos are part of the cheerleading section of that. That's for one audience. The flip side of that audience is fear is the grist of the terrorist mill, and the videos are meant to inspire film. So one part is for potential recruits. The other part is for us, but we operate on a fairly high state of alert normally.
And so you got the police commissioner and the mayor going to Times Square last night, standing out in the open saying, we will not be intimidated, do not change your lives. But it's the timing, John, of this video more than the content of the video. In the wake of the Paris attacks, in the wake of the raids in Paris yesterday that proved there were more terrorists perhaps waiting to carry out attacks, it doesn't seem far-fetched.
I think one thing that ISIS understands almost better than terrorism is marketing. What you saw last night was a commercial. It's meant to sell a product. The product is fear. Could it happen here? Of course it could, but that's because it could happen anywhere. Are we better prepared here than most, if not all, other places? The answer to that is yes.
One of the unfortunate parts of your job is you're a consumer of a lot of this ISIS media, including that online magazine, Dabiq, which now features an image that ISIS purports to say is a bomb that brought down a Russian jetliner. In your view, is that credible? And secondly, why would they give that away? What's the thought there? I mean, obviously, propaganda is key.
Well, it raises the question, can you accept their claim of responsibility? Let's say for the purposes of this discussion, they are. Savannah, what you mentioned is their Dabiq magazine, which came out yesterday. I am a regular consumer of Dabiq magazine. This was a quickly put together issue. It is clear that when they had the attacks on Friday, they cobbled together an issue and they wanted to take it, credit for as much as possible. Our bomb squad, as well as the FBI's bomb techs, are looking at that diagram saying what they have here, could it have done what they said?